fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of October. Prep tip of the day is to encourage everybody in South Texas to be aware of the alien invasion that's coming your way. And we'll be talking more about that. We've got a special update here. All you folks in Austin, Texas area, the city of Austin, city government just issued a citywide water boil notice. There's the recent heavy rains have apparently overcome the water treatment system that they've got there, and so there's a boil order. Don't drink the water unless you boil it. I wouldn't drink it at all. This boiling won't necessarily fix it. I would get bottled water for drinking and use the rest of it for drinking and cooking. And you can probably use the water otherwise for other purposes. This is Firearms Monday. We're kind of deviating from our normal agenda to deal with and get some information out on this illegal alien army moving north. Jimmy, I'm looking here at an image of the front part of this caravan. And I enlarged it to 300%. I see a gentleman talking on what appears to be a radio or a telephone. I can't tell for sure, but he has a identification badge on a lanyard around his neck. And then there's 4 people in the front there wearing these day-glow vests that highway construction workers wear, these reflective vests in the front. In the front here, we're lacking photographs, but I suspect there is probably some logistic vans in there with communications and stocks of food and water for these people, somewhere back or in front of or behind or in the middle of this group of 7,000 people. There is a level of organization and logistics that's not being publicized, isn't there?
Oh, yes, sir. This whole weekend, I have been back and forth, messages, phone calls, emails, just, it's old friends that I haven't talked to in a long time since the Minuteman era on the border, which we helped participate in, my gosh, what's that been? 7, 8 years ago, Obama administration, first year, term, I believe. Well organized is an understatement. Military logistics is a better description. There are freshwater trucks in front of and also behind, as you just put it, supplying drinking water. They have got the logistics set up that is providing food at night, shelter. So far, and I have this on, everything I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is on good authority. It's coming from professionals, not guys sitting around in their underwear in their mom's basement. This funding, John, is not only coming from our normal source, George Soros, through several of his organizations, front groups, and things like that. It has been proven, and evidently it's going to be made a public, I guess you would say, available. I don't know how else to say it. There are a large number of Democrats, high-ranking Democrats, that are involved with the logistics of this. Their problem is they underestimated the situation by a couple of points. One, their paid lackeys that were going to be doing this was supposed to be the majority of it. They figured they'd pick up a few here and there, which from what my sources say, there were originally 2,000 that were paid to pull this off. And it was to make Trump look like a racist and everything else that they just love to try to do so much and make the Republicans look bad. I mean, they're already running ads on this in New Mexico here on the elections. There are a couple of individuals that are starting to focus on this on some of their campaign ads. And they're also feeling the backlash. It is not going to work out the way I think they wanted it to work out.
Well, let's get back to the logistics. American pioneers traveling west on foot averaged 10 miles a day. Now,
exactly, yes.
These 7,000 people, if they walk 10 miles a day, that would be about what I would expect, 10 to 12 miles a day. Just think of logistics. You wake up in the morning, you're at a campsite, you wake up, people have to take care of the bodily needs, get some food and hydration, and start walking. I doubt that they would start walking before 8 or 9 a.m. Stop midday for some kind of meal and more hydration for about an hour. Now, stopping 7,000 people walking and starting and walking again is no small thing by itself. These are not, even with organization, these are not disciplined soldiers. These are civilians, and yep. They're not. They don't have military discipline. They don't have. You know, you're talking men, women, and children. You can't go any faster than the slowest person. So, 10 or 12 miles a day, you're looking at 100 days to go 1,000 miles on foot. 100 True. Days to go 1,000 yep. miles. So this caravan and Associated Press was originally calling it an army, by the way, and they got pressured into calling it a caravan instead of an army. This army of people will be on the road gathering headlines and international notoriety for the next 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and in the meantime, they'll be building support from the communist-led media in this country. For the next 3 months. So we're looking at, let's see, we only got 1 week left in October or so. So we got November, December. We're going to be into January with these people still walking.
Wintertime, temperature's cold. Now they've got a whole new logistical problem keeping people warm. How many are going to be disgruntled?
It's not going to be all that cold in Mexico. Come on.
No, but I mean, still, the temperature's going to change.
The temperature will drop, but it'll be an issue, but it won't be a life-threatening issue. You know, they're headed for the southernmost part of Texas, where it never really gets cold in the way I think of cold. Overnight lows may be in the mid-40s, maybe. But that's kind of a side issue. But the media will be beating these drums for the next 3 months, Jimmy. That's the point.
Yeah, and the point is this, too. One of the conversations I had, I have to be careful so I don't say certain individuals' names, but the other point is morale. These people, and some of the news briefs and everything, you ask them why they're doing it, and the answer is exactly the same every single time. It's a better life for my kid, or it's a better life for me. Look how these people are dressed. They're clean. The young men are well-shaven. They're not grungy or anything like that you would expect from people with nothing traveling like this. Not a single one of these news reports where they're interviewing these people, do they look anything like refugees, which is what they're claiming they are. They look like 9-to-5 people in the United States going to work, which is what they're doing. They're going to work. The morale part of it, how long before these people are going to start getting tired of this crap and wondering, where's the transportation? I'm tired of walking. I'm not doing this. You guys aren't paying me enough or paying them, most of them at all. I sent you a blip on email the other day about 100 Muslim individuals that were basically arrested, captured, identified. The story didn't go into a lot of depth of what happened with them. It's just that they had been identified for the most part near to the caravan before they got to Mexico. And it's already this morning I was made aware that the Mexican government arrested let me look at my notes here. Well, it worked out to almost 50 Middle Eastern descent individuals with well-equipped backpacks, communications, i.e. radios, cell phones, and even two of them had laptops that were in the line of becoming part of this caravan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 7,000 people right now, even if it was down to the 4,000 that was last Wednesday or Thursday, there is no way humanly possible to vet 5% of these people. One, they don't have any identification. They don't have any form of documentation. Okay, first hurdle. Second hurdle, they are not going to tell you the truth. Whatever they do tell you, you know, is going to be a lie. The third part of it is their intent. Every single one of them is saying the exact same thing, i.e. they've been coached. So, John, this is a true invasion.
Okay, I got some follow-up here. I've gone back to blowing up 300% this image of the illegal aliens. On the traffic side of the army marching here, walking, about every 50 feet, there's an adult wearing a reflective green vest, highway worker-type vest, about every 50 feet. And there's a young man trotting up the side here with a handheld bullhorn, in his right hand. Appears to be a media guy here with a professional-looking video camera in his hand. Scrolling down the image here, it's about every 50 to 75 or 100 feet, you've got these men and women wearing these reflective vests like the highway workers wear, going back to the I think I can see the end of the army here. It's about a mile long. This doesn't appear to be a mile long on this particular image. I would say maybe half a mile, maybe about 800 yards. But then there may be a hill there, and people could be over the crest of the hill. It's hard to tell exactly. Pretty rural area. There's a traffic warning sign that cattle could be crossing. So they're obviously in a remote area. It looks like a pretty even mix of, mostly males. Now, looking at the image here, the percentage of females, I would say, is fairly small. Maybe 10 or 15% female, just looking at the image here. And that may be optimistic, 10 or 15%. It may be even smaller than that. Very few children. There are some children. Mostly military-age males, for the most part. Between 18 and 40 years old, I would say the majority are military age males between 18 and 40. Any follow up? Jimmy?
Let me look back at my notes here. What I've got from what is coming from my sources and everything is less than 10% are female and children.
That's consistent with the image I'm seeing here, yeah.
Right. The remainder are individuals between the ages of 18 and 35. So, again, right there in that window of your assumption.
Okay.
You're good at this, John. I love it. The typical phrase that I am hearing is they're military-age individuals. Some they have verified are military and cartel, and the cartel's easy on that one. They're picking them out because of tats and clothing and such. Now, the ones in the reflective vests and everything, there's a little bit of controversy back and forth on that. One is that a particular colored vest is organizers of the event that are basically, you might call them the vaqueros. They're running the herd, directing it, keeping it going. They full communications, everything else. The other part of it, the other colored vests are possibly police or military that is basically escorting them and trying to keep track of everything that's going on. That's just the basics of what I have on that right now. Now, okay. The main point that everybody is telling me, and evidently one of my friends has got someone that is actually in country, maybe a couple of someones, that are keeping very close tabs on this and actually making contact with individuals in quote-unquote interviews. I think they're posing as news reporters or whatever, but the people are very open. These individuals are very, very open about discussing what they're doing, but 90% of it is cookie cutter. They're saying the exact same thing over and over.
Right? Well, that's very telling. That's very telling. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 22nd day of October, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. This is Firearms Monday. We're deviating from our normal discussions about firearms because of the importance of what's going on with this army of illegal aliens that are walking about 1,000 miles to the United States border over the next 3 months. This will go on. This will capture the news cycle. It will fade into the background. The news cycle can't tolerate any topic as a headline, a major headline, for more than about a week or two, Jimmy. So unless there's some violence or bleeding taking place, this will be a non-story after about 2 weeks. What do you think?
That's another thing that we were discussing this weekend, is how are they going to keep this thing alive? There are two ways between news and the election. There are two ways that I see that they can keep this alive. One, a armed conflict of sorts. That means either someone attacks the caravan or the caravan IE feels threatened, and they're going to do the attacking. Now, the general consensus back and forth between who I've been talking to is that it is more than likely going to be a combination of the two, a staged assault of some kind on the caravan, and then the retaliation, and then the retaliation will be, as one of my friends put it, a running battle. The other situation is the transportation. Now, we know that some of them, there are trucks popping through once in a while, and people are hopping on board, and they're taking them. So far, general consensus on part of that is that it is locals that are saying, hey, we don't want you here. We're going to help you get past our village and just keep going. Other consensus is that there is professional transportation either being arranged or already arranged to move these people on and get them here faster. They want to have them here next week, and you and I both know on foot that ain't happening. The only way they can do it is to provide some form of transportation. If the transportation is provided, then the fun part's going to be who provided the transportation. Going to be an interesting concept to see how that turns out. The other point is, in the keeping it in the news and everything, the Democrats right now are gearing up to push for the darn it, what do they say about immigration, improving the immigration platform, whatever. I can't think. My brain isn't putting two and two together on that. But the situation right now, John, this is going to build in, and I don't call them illegal immigrants anymore. I'm calling them invaders. This is a planned exercise. It is coming off. We've got a few radical Democrats that are talking this up, and some of the, like Pelosi, if you look back at last week, she was basically talking this up. She's kind of dropped off the radar. Schumer's dropped off the radar. It's being brought up at their town hall stuff and their campaigns and things, and that is not being reported by the mainstream media at all whatsoever. And so it's coming down to an aspect, John, that we're really getting into a crapshoot. They may have bitten off more than they can handle, and that's what I'm seeing with the Democrats right now. They're beginning to figure out that they made a serious mistake. They got this great idea to get this up and draw the illegal voting block, you might say, into their side of the camp. But what they didn't expect, and being here in New Mexico, some of my best friends and customers are Hispanic descent, and that's the way they put it. They are Hispanic descent. And this has got them riled up to no end. And some of them are Democrats. And they are just absolutely livid about the way the Democrats are handling this. And I think we're at the bottom of the hour.
We are at the bottom of the hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of October. My new improved website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. It's laid out very nicely. And let's see, something relevant to Firearms Monday here. And you folks that are over age 55, you may remember this. Everything's laid out in blocks of three. The third block of three down the right side, it says National Gun Control Debate, and we'll click on that real quick, and let's see if we can get Chuck Connors up here to perform for us. Chuck Connors, the star of the TV show The Rifleman, and yeah, it looks like we got one of my videos interrupting everything there. I don't know why that's going on. What's supposed to come up is Chuck Connors shooting a lever-action Winchester rifle 14 times, 12 times in 4 seconds. Did I get that right? Yeah, 12 times in 4 seconds. So here's Chuck. I click on it, and this was the beginning of every show, by the way, in the series. Let's see if we can get Chuck to perform for us here. Well, of course, it doesn't come up the way it's supposed to. Is it coming up? Good question. Will Chuck perform for us? Nope, says 404 page not found. Well, it's something that needs to be worked on. it's worth looking at. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy claims for sale. I use mine every night. I've been using mine every night for, this is about the ninth year, I guess, since I started using it again. I wake up pain-free in the morning, lots of energy. You can also. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. You'll be very glad you did. Energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. And I do offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. That's what I do, something your doctor is highly unlikely to do. I have a toll-free hotline for the energy cleaner. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're talking to Jimmy Gensling, and we've deviated from our normal discussion to talk about this pending crisis, this army of 7,000-plus, mostly military-aged men coming from, well, we know Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador, but there's going to be some men there from Syria and Afghanistan, unfortunately. Criminals involved. There was one guy interviewed who was a criminal, and he wouldn't say what his crime was, where he was deported from the United States. And, Jimmy, we've got a caller on hold here. We're at Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, fine.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got a couple of things for you, and then I got a question for you. Jimmy, I know you're dealing with this cancer thing, but I was going to tell you, I stumbled onto researcher guy that should have been all over the front page news, and it was researchers at Windsor University Medical Hospital in Quebec, Canada. They tested dandelion root against all known forms of cancer cells, and it killed it while leaving the healthy cells alone. And there's a doctor, S-I-Y-A-R-A-M, Pandey, P-A-N-D-E-Y. He's a biochemist. And Carolyn Hamm, H-A-M-M, were the ones that led this study. But I talked to Dr. Sheely, who was on Vince Minnelli's show about it, and he actually said, I changed his life. He said he found that research and has started drinking dandelion root tea 3 times a day. He said the tincture would be better if you can get it, and you can get the tincture through apothecary herbs. The lady there is Wendy Wilson, I think is her name. But apothecary herbs, and you might want to check that out. That's just to try to help you, Jimmy, because you've done so much for everybody else.
Greatly appreciated, sir.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, you know, it seems to me like I just had another friend of mine. We just buried him last Saturday. He died of cancer, and it's just some bad stuff. I make the tincture, and I use it every day. But anyway, I was also going to jump to your little Hyde carry gun, you know, for your backup gun. And I am still extremely impressed with this little Generation 2 Diamondback 380 called a DB380. Super lightweight, six with one in the chamber. A very good gun. Very, very good. It takes about 100 rounds to get it broke in good, so that it's not, even ever jamming on you. But anyway, it seems to work extremely well. I really like it. And the question I had for you guys, I was talking to a guy who's ex-SWAT, ex-military, very much a gun guy, and he has went completely on a handgun to 9mm. And he said that the 9mm has more of a tendency to bore a hole through something than the 40 and the 45. As far as going through like windshields, the 9mm will perform better than the 40 or the 45. And also he was saying, you know, you deal with three different scenarios. You're dealing with defense, you deal with hunting, or you deal with, you know, concealed carry kind of a thing. But he was saying that if you're in a defensive situation, the best thing you can have if you're in a warfare-type situation is to be able to put more bullets downrange. And he, therefore, has landed on this, the 9mm. He uses an XD 9mm pistol that he's had customized a bit. But I was curious about your information on that.
Well, I am a fan of the 9mm. I'm more of a fan of the 38 Super, which is basically a Magnum 9mm. But you can't find that in a lot of the platforms out there. I carry one that's in, actually I carry two. I carry one that's in a old Star that is labeled as, 38 Largo, or no, 9mm Largo is what the round is called, but it's a 38 Super, 38 Auto. And the other one I carry is one of my 1911s that I built in 38 Super. But 9mm is a potent round. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. And again, it comes back to preference and also the platform that you're carrying it in. If you would, sir, if you'll go over to DesertEagleShooters.com and at the contact side, get our email. If you could email me that stuff that you were talking about, the dandelion root and your experience with it, I'd like to talk to you more on that if I could.
Well, I would love to, Jimmy, except I don't even have a computer. I'm not online, and I'm even talking to you on one of these old stupid flip phones.
Oh, wow. I love those things. They're less complicated.
Yeah, but I can, if you
well,
have
my phone paper, number is also... My phone number is also there, so you can give me a call. But today is going to be pretty much tied up. In fact, John, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to cut it short. My wife just walked in and said that the doctor's ready to talk to me.
Okay. Well, go talk to the doctor, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week, and it'll be a better show. I promise.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right. Kyle, are you still there?
Yeah, I was wondering what's your opinion, John. I know you're an old 1911 fan, but, you can carry with some of these newer, fairly compact 9mm. You can get 15 plus 1, you know, pretty easy. That's not too hard to do.
Right. Well,
so I was curious what you thought.
Okay, and the basic concept is the... promoting the idea that getting more lead down range is something that will help you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, you can't stop your enemy with noise. The only thing that counts is hits. Bullet placement and hitting the criminal that wants to cause harm, that's all that matters. Are we having a discussion about 9mm versus 45? Is that where this is headed, or what?
No, not really, sir. His thought process on this is that you can shoot the 9mm faster and stay on target better than you can with the heavier 40s and the 45s, the harder recoiling guns, and that having in a firefight to be able to have a few more rounds at your disposal, might be the difference between life and death. And I was just curious. I mean, I know that, you know, if you get, my dad was a 1911 45 fan as well. He's long gone now, but, anyway, he was a fan of that 45 too, because he said, you know, you hit somebody with it and one shot, usually they're going to go down, you know. Right. And you hear stories right. about these cops that shoot these great big dudes, you know, that 13 times, you know, with a 9mm, and it kind of makes me wonder, you know, would they have put them down with, you know, 7 shots out of a 1911, right. or, you know, 13 shots out of this 9?
Right. Well, the U.S. Army did testing more than a century ago when this came up, the 9mm versus the 45, and they were using live animals, which, of course, would be difficult to do today for political reasons. And they concluded that the 45 was more effective than the 9mm. That was more than a century ago. The stopping power of the 45 is well known, well understood, not challenged by anybody who knows what they're talking about. Personally, I used to be a big fan of 9mm. I at one time, I think I owned 3 semi-automatic 9mm. My last one, which was the first one I bought, my Browning High Power, was a gift to my grandson on his 21st birthday. He cherishes it, and he will defend his life and the life of his future wife and children with it, I'm sure. Personally, I'm sticking to the 45 for my primary defense pistol if I'm on an assignment that I think warrants 2 pistols. It depends on the situation. I may just carry the 1911 and a 38 stub nose for a backup. If I think the situation warrants it, I'll carry a 245s with multiple magazines for backup. So it depends on the situation there, Kyle, what I personally do. Typically, I only carry the 1911 for day-to-day use. It's enough if I'm not anticipating anything out of the ordinary. The odds of meeting one armed criminal are pretty small. The odds of meeting 2 are almost non-existent. And the odds of having 3 armed criminals to deal with is a tiny, tiny fraction of possibilities. So you need to be aware of your situation, what the odds are of that you might encounter 1 or 2 or 3 armed criminals. And act accordingly there, Kyle.
Yeah, right. I got you. I was just kind of curious on the same thought there, John. I ran into a guy at a garage sale, of all things, and started talking to him about what he does. And the guy is actually a personal guard, if you will, or, you know, personal protection for one of these Arab Emirate sheik-type guys. And I asked him, I said, what does he carry? And he says he carries a compact Glock with extended magazines in 9mm, and yet he opened up his coat and he had 2 of them, one on each side of his in shoulder holsters, with these compact Glocks with the 9mm. And I think he said they can carry with everything there, he can carry 19 plus 1, if I remember correctly. He was saying that when he had been in 3 firefights over there, and interestingly enough, and
over there, you mean in the Middle East?
Yeah, I mean in the Middle East. Yep, he had been in 3 firefights over there with these weapons, and he said, believe me, having more firepower available without having to change magazines sometimes can mean a big difference.
Well, that's a whole different situation. And if I was doing bodyguard work in the Middle East, I'd be carrying some serious firepower. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. Probably have a full automatic Kalashnikov not far away.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, John, I don't know how you feel about this or not, but speaking of just kind of throwing this out there, you know, these invaders that are coming up from the South, and I know they're trying to bait Trump into doing something rash, but to me, the only way to stop that is to put the military on the border with orders to shoot, to kill, if they storm this. That's the only way I know, and then I guarantee you, you'll have no more people trying to sneak their way into this country, or they'll be very few once you take out a few dozen of them.
That's not going to happen. They're not going to use deadly force against unarmed people. That's not going to happen for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But the Texas National Guard, the Texas Rangers, by themselves, I think there's enough of them. If they need U.S. Army MPs, would be a good choice. They have training to properly and safely arrest people. You just need enough flex cuffs and enough school buses to haul them off to a detention center. You don't need to be shooting unarmed people. That's not going to happen, Kyle, and it should not happen.
Well, John, I'm telling you, I mean, but once they're in this country, then they'll figure out. I mean, the laws still haven't changed. If all they got to do is claim refugee status and something, you know, they're being oppressed or quote unquote, and our laws are so lax that, you know, I just don't see it. I understand your point, and I would be grieved over this. But the point of this is like, I don't have another way. I don't see another way to actually totally stop this invasion.
Kyle, hold on. We got a break.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of October. Kyle, I understand your concern, but what you are stating can and should be done is not going to happen. The United States military, police, Texas National Guard, they're not going to use deadly force against unarmed civilians. That simply will not happen. It cannot and should not happen. These people, if they do get across whatever barrier there is, they will be arrested, taken into custody, and they will be processed, and the rule of law will prevail. Even if the rule of law is wrong, the rule of law is what will be followed, Kyle.
Yep. I think you're right, but I think the rule of law, the way it's written right now, John, is going to be what takes our country down.
Well, it may or may not take our country down, but may, with a Republican majority in the House and the Senate, maybe we can change the immigration laws so that we can save our country. That's what needs to happen. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. Yeah, I agree. It's completely. Yep, I appreciate your program, John. And I, again, like I said, I see, you know, this, the craziness of the left. And its continued militancy that continues here is pushing more and more and more toward a civil war in this country. And if by some chance they do get the House or the Senate, I think it would be very it's going to be very difficult for President Trump to get anything else done for his next 2 years. So I'm really hoping, and I agree with you, I really hope and pray, and I've told everybody, man, it's important, get out and vote to stop this. But because I do agree that, I do think that the left is trying its best to push us into a civil war, and if they continue on their current path, they're going to succeed.
I think if they should bust these people in January to International Falls, Minnesota, for processing.
There you go. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And the reason you're laughing is because you know what I know. It is about the worst place in the lower 48 that a human being could ever be in January, isn't it?
Well, it's brutal. Yep. I've got friends that live back in that area, and I told them, I said, you know, all it takes to move is a pickup. Good grief, you know?
Yeah, it's basically like East Alaska up there in the middle of the continent in January. Oh, yeah. People who've never felt weather colder than 40 degrees where it gets to be 20 below. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Kyle, thank you we're out of time. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, this issue will be around for quite a while. This army of illegal aliens, mostly 90% military age males, walking 1,000 miles. They'll make this will be in the news for quite a while. It will be, unless somebody gets hurt, or I don't know what would keep it in the news. The news cycle after a week or two is not going to be focusing primarily on this army of individuals. We shall see. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, your ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a wonderful, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about, I don't know, 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story.
Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.